The Raven Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
Welcome everyone to the ASN Coaches Show here live from Pendleton Heights High School. I'm your host, Jacob Festmeyer, and alongside me is co-host Ian Stevens. We are joined right now on this fine Saturday morning with the varsity football coach, Jed Richmond. And so first off, Coach, when we get into this first segment, we're going to kind of talk about your earliest days of coaching football. So you began your high school head coaching career over at Western Boone High School in 2010. Coach, they were there for a few years, and then you went over to Lawrence Central. Coach there for another few years. You then made your way over to Pendleton Heights back in 2016. And after a little bit of a rocky first season, you've coached the Ravens to four consecutive winning seasons. So what got you into coaching, and what was it like being a head coach of those two schools before making it to Pendleton Heights?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up this morning because, you know, this week of practice with less guys, being at Western Boone, we only had about 35, 38 guys on the team. Since then, you know, what we did with the youth program and everything has built them into a champion. They just won three straight state titles with a bunch of kids that were in the youth league there. So this week we had to be a little more creative and be smart with our practice because we had less guys due to all our quarantine and everything. And, you know, just that experience, you know, we talked about this playing Mrs. Cinewall this week and how experienced they were versus us. You can't replace that. So it's definitely a blessing, you know, and I had great mentors before that as an assistant coach. You know, Coach Plummer at Western High School is a Hall of Fame coach. That's who I actually started under. And then Tom Allen at Ben Davis and Coach Moriarty at Carmel. All those guys are a big part of how I operate and how we do things. And then, you know, we got an awfully good staff here. These guys have worked their butts off, and I'm really proud of the guys that work alongside me. They did a great job getting our guys ready this week. So, you know, the experience at Western Boone and Lawrence Central are vastly different. Obviously, two totally different demographics and different levels, 6A to 3A. But football's football, and you got to block and tackle and have a toughness about you. And that will always remain the same. And, you know, I was fortunate to build great relationships all along the way. And, you know, Coach McCardle, who coaches here, he played at Lawrence Central for us. And, you know, there's an awful lot of Western Boone people that I'm still really, really close with. So great communities and great people in both those areas.
Speaking of your term over at Western Boone, you actually made a sectional championship in your first year. So how did it feel to reach the championship game in just your first year being a head coach?
Yeah, when I became a head coach, I was pretty spoiled. As an offensive coordinator at Carmel, we went to four straight state title games. So it was kind of the expectation. I didn't know anything else. The year before Carmel, I was at Ben Davis, and we won the sectional. I was a spoiled young coach, you know. I just expected, you know, if you do this, this happens. And that's not always the case. Obviously, we didn't win a sectional while I was at Western Boone, but we were in two of the three in my 3 years there. So, you know, it's the same thing that I talk to our guys here about. It's the same process that we talk here about. You know, there's a reason why we won last night. These guys are bought into that. It was a sloppy game, but there's a progression as the season goes. And if you kind of check the boxes as you go and make some plays, you can really accomplish some special things. So it was awesome. You know, I enjoyed my experience everywhere I've been because it's all about the guys you coach and the guys you coach with. And those relationships you build with players are life, you know, lifelong. I just had a former player call me on Tuesday. You know, he's about to have a little baby girl. He and his wife, girlfriend, and awesome to get those phone calls. You know what I mean? It's very rewarding, and that's what it's all about in the end.
As we mentioned, back in 2016, your first year at Pendleton Heights, you went 3-8. Your first and only losing record so far here at Pendleton Heights. What was it like just trying to build up some chemistry with the new group of players you had? Eventually take off for your winning seasons?
I mean, it not a lot different than now when you talk about building relationships. You know, I mean, it's it's, you know, it's taking an interest in people and getting them to understand, you know, what you want and what you can provide and then what they need to do. And you just continue to build that camaraderie, you know, and the weight room's a big piece of that, as you well know. And, you know, when you go through all the hard times and the tough, you know, not popular stuff, it makes last night, you know, very rewarding and enjoyable. And if you can learn to enjoy the process along the way and build those relationships, you know, you want to win games. It's fun to win. That's our goal. And that year was tough because we didn't win as many. But there's some great relationships with those seniors that year. And there's some guys that really laid the foundation. And then some young guys stepped up, some sophomores and juniors and freshmen. And, you know, that's what really, really – we took our lumps a little bit. But we paved the way, and we were better in the tournament than we were at the beginning of the season, just like that'll be the same this year, you know. It's just fortunate to get some wins early like last night and build that energy and excitement. And, you know, I think it definitely paved the way for where we're at, though.
Now just taking a look back at last year during the playoffs, you fell to Mount Vernon where you lost 32-7. What are you looking to take from this year's squad to be able to not only power through the regular season but push through the playoffs as well?
Well, you know, not to sound, you know, it's going to sound like a lot of coach talk, but we worry about that when we get there. You know, if you don't figure out things, the change that we made from last Friday to this Friday is substantial all the way around. Our physicality, our effort, our mindset. We were a completely different team last night. And if we continue to make those strides towards next Friday, and then the next Friday, then we're going to have a real good chance come October and November. And that's always going to be the goal. And it sounds very coach talk, but, you know, we play Mount Vernon, you know, in the middle of the season. And obviously they're always in the back of my mind and as are other teams. And at the same time, though, right now I'm really focused on us. And I'm excited what I saw last night. I'm excited because of all the positive that we created from the week before, you know. And it was a hard, tough week of practice, mentally, physically, and this week will be the same. You know, we were just talking about the weather, and we've talked for the last few weeks about how time and pressure reveal who you are. And last night, really, the time and the pressure of that game revealed a lot about our team. And it's inspiring today to come in and get back to work.
Wrapping up this segment, before we take a break and head over to segment two, this is now your sixth year of being a head coach here at Pendleton Heights. How excited are you for this season, and what are you looking for, or most looking forward to?
Well, it's tough to just say one thing, but you know, it's every day there's a lot of learning and a lot of teaching going on, and our experience is just going to grow and grow, and it's exciting to coach this group. Because of how hard they're working and how willing they are to be coached and how unselfish. There's so much unselfishness last night that I saw. And, you know, that's the stuff I'm looking forward to. There's going to be guys step up every week like last night. And so I think those are the things I look forward to. And you try not to look ahead because you blink and the season, man, it's gone in a second, you know. And these seniors, like last night was senior night, and I feel like, you know, I feel like they were just freshmen, and now all of a sudden here they are. And I'm sure it's even more intense for their parents, but it's definitely something I'm looking forward to with this group.
Are you looking to expand your
group?
So coming up next, after this break, we're going to be recapping last night's game against Mississinewa, as well as taking a preview into next week's game against Anderson. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7. WEEM.
Are you looking to expand your client base? Needing to have more people know about your business? Consider becoming an underwriter for 91.7 WEEM. Your sponsorship helps the student broadcasters of Pendleton Heights gain valuable skills and experience. WEEM has a rich tradition of community involvement that wouldn't happen without the support of our underwriters. More information is available from Christian Ruggles at 765-778-2161, extension 6095, or at cruggles@smcsc.com.
Last year, Friday nights were still game nights. But one thing was missing. You. This year, tickets to Friday Night High School Football are available again. And when you buy yours, you're buying so much more than a ticket. You're making a contribution to your community. That's because the proceeds from ticket and concession sales help fund your school's athletic department. That means you're helping provide transportation for the players. You're helping purchase new safety equipment. Most importantly, the game continues to get played. And the invaluable life lessons learned from high school sports will continue to be taught.
Fans, I'm Commissioner Paul Neidig, and I just want to say welcome back and thanks for buying a ticket. The students and schools in your community deserve your support.
This is high school football. This is Friday night. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEM.
First score on the board actually came from Hilton Heights as Ethan Ross dodged the D-lineman in great blocks, supported him with a 24-yard run, setting you guys up at the 2-yard line with Luke Caniano running in with a touchdown. Now, Ethan Ross wasn't a huge factor on the offense last season, but what was it like seeing Ethan have such a great game with 108 rushing yards last night?
Man, I was really proud of him. He was all three phases. He was all over the field. I mean, he punted the ball really, really well. Obviously played good defense. I think he had an interception and a knockdown at corner. And there were a lot of stats pursuit-wise, things like that maybe didn't show up where he forced the ball carrier certain directions. So he really stepped up and did a good job last night. So I don't want to sound the wrong way. It's kind of what we've seen in practice, what we expect of Ethan. And by no means do we take for granted. He really played well last night. And, again, he was a guy a week ago. You know, it wasn't his best showing, but he had a lot of mental toughness, and I think that's the thing is he is just steady and doesn't seem to get down on himself, and I'm really proud of him. He did a good job.
Over to the Mississinewa side of things, Carson Campbell was the kryptonite for the Ravens, shattering the defense for 167 rushing yards. Yeah. He had a touchdown and also a few catches.
Yeah.
We saw Hayden Nelson. He also had a solid performance on this Ravens defense. Yeah. He racked up 125 rushing yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
So what needs to improve and strengthen up on this defense so the seven other teams you face off in the regular season don't have strong games on the running end?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, the stats are misleading, those guys are flat-out players. I mean, you know, we were worried about them coming in. They were a real point of focus. And our defense, I thought defense was outstanding last night. I mean, to hold that team to 14 points, they got weapons galore. And I know we knocked the quarterback out in the second half, but they still got guys that could take it any point in time. You saw that. And on those runs, they weren't just, you know, it wasn't like we weren't hustling and we weren't there. We just, you know, those guys are good players. The one, we had it all shut down. He was supposed to run right, bounces it left, and takes off, you know. And sometimes they got really good players, you know. And our defense, I thought, was outstanding. Tom Huth did a great job, great game plan. Coach Trout. And Coach Ergot and Coach Robeson, those guys, Coach Thomas, those guys did a great job. We caused five turnovers. We had five turnovers. We held that team to 14 points, and I mean that I thought was outstanding because they're going to be a high scoring team. You watch as the season goes. I mean that they are very talented.
There are a lot of high emotions last night, as it being senior night and first game of the season. I just definitely like this world. It's like quarantining and COVID and everything.
Yeah.
Each day's not promised. But one being Caden Sims, a 57-yard reception plus his game-winning 24-yard catch. Will Casser's great catch in the red zone that set up Eli Arthur's touchdown,
yeah,
as well as Jalen Seiko just kind of capping the game off of that interception, sealed the deal. What's it like seeing you guys play with such high energy and excitement in the first game of the year? And what were some of the strengths that you saw from the team last night?
Sure. Well, I mean, we live in our own little bubble sometimes, but the world out there is not real friendly and it's not real fun at times, but we get to play a game that we all love, and that's kind of the point of it, you know, and see kids having fun. I mean, I'm about to go to PJFL and coach today and have a whole bunch of fun with those little guys. And I think, you know, just kids playing and smiling and enjoying something other than the negative all around them, I mean, is very rewarding, you know. But I know how hard these guys work, and I see them all year long. And obviously the cherry on top is getting the win, but seeing them correct mistakes and overcome adversity and, you know, all the life lessons that we harp on. I mean, man, it's exciting to see guys grow up from boys to men and even from, you know, boys to leaders. I mean, we had guys stepping up. Skylar Altair played his tail off last night. He was all over the place. I mean, I could go up and down the roster, but that's another senior who last week, you know, he got coached up pretty hard and he didn't play his best game. And man, he came out and he played his butt off last night. And it's just a lot of fun to be around a group that's so resilient and didn't get down on themselves and stuck it out together.
And what did you just see from, like, not only the offensive line but defensive line on both sides of the ball? Yeah. And something that you can take forward.
Well, there's no question. They were bigger. That's an awfully good O-line they got. And their defense is not bad either. I mean, they held us to 21 points. And, you know, at the same time, we out-scrapped them and clawed them. And that's nothing against them. That's we set the tone up front. You know, Will Caster plays the first half at tight end and left tackle. Then we switched, put him in at tight end and got some other guys in there, you know, Ian Stevens, you know him well. And we got, you know, Reese Knepp, sophomore, did a really good job at center. Sam Mawson, he's played 3-4 positions up front. Derek Louder was a man in there, and he played both sides. And I thought the defensive line did a very good job of adjusting against some of the new formations they threw at us and just played really physical and out-clawed them and out-scratched them to get a W. It was a lot of fun to see, and definitely we can build on this and build on this. It's going to be a good season.
So tying back up to Ethan Ross, last night was actually his first night being a punter mm-hmm. in his varsity career. You know, like you said, he was dealing with triple duty. He played first in running back, played cornerback, and, of course, the punter spot or yeah. punter position. What was it like to see Ethan excel in all three positions last night?
Well, I think you root for kids who are stepping up and doing more, you know. I mean, and he wasn't the only one, but he deserves a lot of credit for his performance last night. But I thought our special teams in general were really solid. We had one little snafu on kickoff, and that was on the coaches. That was on me. I'll take that, where we kicked it to 15. But then on that play, Jake Ergot comes all the way over from the left side and knocks him out of bounds, big hits him out of bounds. You know, we struggled a little on the first kickoff return, and then we almost take one to the house later in the game when it really counted. And our effort increased and improved. Our punt was solid. Our PATs were 3-for-3. Had a little issue with the snap and hold on the field goal, but you know what? We didn't make a bad decision and then turn the ball over for something worse in that scenario. And I just, overall, I thought our special teams were a factor, and they have been in the 4-year series with this team, and we've won it in that area for sure in all four seasons, and we definitely did last night. And Ethan's a big part of a lot of those teams. Jake Ergot, another senior, played his butt off on defense. And, you know, and then also on a lot of special teams, he's our long snapper. You know, I'm real proud of all those kids.
So last night, after you got the first game of the season jitters out of the way, got the first win, what are you trying to take from yesterday's performance, pushing it into week two at Anderson?
Well, we are far from good right now. You know what I mean? And I mean that with humility, because we beat a good team last night. But we could be so much better. But the thing that you can't coach, and the guys have heard this from me, effort is something you got to find intrinsically. And the fight that I saw in our team last night was tremendous. The mental toughness and the physical toughness that I saw last night is what we can really, really build on. Because this conference, there's no weeks off. I mean, Greenfield, much better. They almost beat Plainfield last night. Shelbyville, who's been down, they played with Greensburg last night, scored 3 touchdowns, controlled time of possession. I mean, Mount Vernon lost to a much-improved Noblesville team. New Pal lost to a very good Decatur Central team. And these are all good teams. Yorktown thumped Anderson. I mean, I could go on and on, but there's no weeks off. You know, and what I see from our group, though, is they're not going to take any days off. We got three guys with a broken hand or wrist, and they didn't miss a day of practice, got spatted up, and then we're out there. And, you know, like yourself, Ian Stevens playing right guard last night with a big old cast on, and no one knew. you know, and we didn't hit it. We didn't miss a beat. And that just shows a lot of mental toughness. Obviously, it takes physical toughness to do that. But, man, the mental toughness and the commitment and sacrifice that some of our team is making is it's awesome. I'm excited, and the sky's the limit.
All right, well, once we come back, we're going to have our segment three. We'll discuss special teams, our special news surrounding fall sports, plus plans for the fans for the rest of Friday Night Lights with Athletic Director Mr. Chad Smith. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Chris, last year was a challenge.
It was quite a challenge.
But we overcame it.
That's what life's all about, overcoming challenges together.
And I'm so proud of our entire state and our local communities for persevering through last year together. I'm Indiana High School Athletic Association Assistant Commissioner Carrie Schludecker.
And I'm Assistant Commissioner Chris Kaufman. Last year, we learned something that high school sports have always taught kids, how to overcome challenges through discipline and teamwork.
Our student athletes do it year in and year out.
And last year, they did it with limited to no attendance.
But this year, fans are back in the stands, and we want to see your enthusiasm.
So we're challenging you, the fans,
to buy a ticket to your school's next sporting event
and help the whole community persevere.
This is your team. This is your community. This is your IHSAA.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Our veterans put everything on the line to protect our freedom. We may never be able to repay them for their sacrifice, but we can show them just how much we appreciate all they've done. You can help by simply sharing your time, lending a warm smile, a supportive hand, or a sympathetic ear to someone who needs it. Everyone can do something to make veterans know just how much we appreciate their service. Please visit www.volunteer.va.gov. What will you do?
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. For segment three, we are joined here with Athletic Director Chad Smith. Mr. Smith, a question that many Arabian fans are looking forward to is, do we expect to see grandstands packed like they were last night for maybe the rest of the season with ticket capacity?
Well, if I had control of that, well, that's what we would go with. But, you know, I think we'll just see how it has to play out. You got me there.
Switch up, Sluts.
How about now?
There we go.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like I said, if I had control of that, that's what we would do. But, you know, it's not in my control. So we will we'll do whatever the guidelines tell us to do and whatever we're instructed from the powers that be above us. But, yes, you know, we started out well last night. We started out last year in the fall, if you remember. We were at 50%, and then it just went down from there. But I'm hoping with the fall and the outdoors that we will be able to continue to do what we did last night. And we had a pretty good crowd, and I think a lot of people were excited to get out and see this all last week with volleyball and soccer in action, and all of our sports are in action now. But that's where some crowds were at here on campus, and I think everything went well. We're looking forward to people being in the stands to see our kids compete, and the key will be when we get inside, if we can get people in the gymnasium. That's where we really missed them last year, so, and in the pool, I know, especially last year as well. So hopefully we can get and continue to do what we're doing here and get people there to see our student athletes compete.
Is there any other news surrounding other fall sports such as volleyball, soccer, and cross country?
Well, in terms of what we're struggling everywhere with numbers, obviously, with quarantines and things like that. But and then it's in something like football where you pile on some injuries, numbers become an issue. So our coaches have done a great job of building depth in their programs. And so, you know, when you come across some things when you're shorthanded, you usually have somebody to plug in there. So when you start out with 100 kids in football, makes it a lot better when you run into those walls of quarantines and things like that. And we've got some areas, some teams that are struggling. JV volleyball is down right now, and JV soccer, they just don't have the numbers to be able to compete. I know boys JV soccer is really at the area where they're only able to compete a half in JV soccer. So we're looking forward to getting those kids back and getting full strength again.
How has COVID took an effect throughout high school sports, not only this year, but looking in throughout the winter sports last year and into the spring sports?
Well, the biggest issue is, I think, for our student-athletes, just I know it's got to be hard to know that when you were coming to a stadium or coming to the gymnasium and only mom and dad were going to be there, and in some cases, like when you're in the pool, like sometimes there were no people. That's difficult to go compete. Like, you can say all you want about, well, at least you're getting to compete and you should not care who's there, but that's not really the truth. That's not how it works. Like, that's not how human beings are wired, and they love to be supported. And so it's changed. That's the biggest thing. The biggest thing is the financial bottom line in the athletic department budget, but that is the least important thing out of anything. The student athletes always come first. I hope everybody has felt that way with me as the athletic director. The student athletes have always become, they are always number one on my priority list over any dollar that we could make. But it's affected across the board. I mean, it's where do you stop? Like it just continues to affect us. It's just been difficult.
As you mentioned, and as we mentioned earlier, you are the athletic director here at Pendleton Heights. And in the last 2 seconds, we've had head football coach Jed Richmond. But what's it been like for you just being able to work with Coach Richmond these last 6 years?
Well, Coach is one of those guys that if you ever wake up in the morning and you don't have the energy, all you got to go do is stand beside him. He's Energizer Bunny, the Tasmanian Devil. If you can't find him, you just stand in one spot. He'll eventually come by you again because he's always on the move. So he keeps you moving. He keeps you on his toes. But it's been a pleasure working with him. We've had a great partnership. It's one of the reasons why we wanted him to be our football coach. And look forward to. I know I was listening on the way here, and he had talked about his previous stops and. We feel like this one is going to be one that he's going to stop at forever. So and I hope he feels that way also. And I know he does. And we have a great, like I said, a great relationship. He's awesome to work with. He's done great things for not just our football program, but for our athletic program in general. So we're proud to have him. The only thing now is we'll probably fight over who's going to retire first, because we've decided we're hip and hip, and we'll go till we can't go any longer, but it'll be who retires first, and if things keep going the way they're going, I guarantee it'll be me. But we're happy to have him, and it's just been a great relationship, and I don't want to fool anybody. We get behind closed doors. We've had some arguments, and that's what makes us a great team. We figure out a way around that, and we're both after the same thing. So that's what the most important thing is.
That was the third and final question for our last segment of this morning's show. We appreciate everybody who tuned in. We hope you enjoyed and have a great rest of your day. This was the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.